Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Q104, good morning, the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. I need to update you, Alyssa, on the activities of my 13-year-old son.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, we have new developments.
We do?
Yes, we do.
Like
what's going on?
Through the hourglass, so are the days of our lives.
And I can only talk about this now, because if I talk about this any later in the show...
He'll hear it.
He'll hear it, his mother will hear it. Somebody he knows will hear it. So I have to talk about this now.
This is a safe space.
Right.
It's 6 a.m.
Yes. We're in the circle, what is it? The
circle
tree?
Of trust.
The circle of trust right now. So Will has been texting back and forth with this girl. I'm going to call her Zoe.
Okay.
That is not her real name. I'm giving her a fake name right now. She's the one that he went to the movies with. A couple of weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
They went to see another movie, I believe last weekend. And then my wife, Paula, was checking through Will's texts last night.
Uh-huh.
And was reading through the text exchange that he has with this girl, Zoe. Who, by the way, they don't even talk about being boyfriend and girlfriend.
So we don't know if that's official.
I don't think that's official.
Okay.
But then one of the texts from this past weekend, Saturday night, she texts Will and says, "Hey, do you want to meet me at the lake tonight at 2 a.m.?
2 a.m.?
Yeah.
I have so many questions. Why 2 a.m.? What were they going to be doing at 2 a.m. in a park?
It's unclear of what they would be doing at 2 a.m. at the lake.
Getting there. They can't drive. They're 13.
It never happened. Here is Will's response to her request to meet at the lake at 2 a.m.
Oh, yes. I'm dying to hear this.
In all caps, he texted, "No." Next was, "Why would I even want to do that?" And then, "I would be very sleepy."
Oh, Will. He's going to be just fine.
So I have no idea what her intentions were. I mean,
it doesn't sound like he does either.
He could have easily, I think it would be pretty easy for Will to sneak out of the house. He would just have to leave the house. I mean, he knows how to get out. And then he would go into the garage and get his bike and ride to the lake.
Yeah, but Bill, he'd be sleepy.
Yeah, he'd be very sleepy. Should not be operating a bike at that time of the hour.
I'm with him.
That time of night.
Yeah, why would I even want to do that? I'm so with Will on this. He might be 13, but that kid's got a good head on his shoulders for sure.
Oh, man. Like, I just want to stay out of his phone. My wife is just the opposite. Like, she feels like she needs to occasionally look through these text threads.
It's like free entertainment. Why would you not want to see that?
It is pretty entertaining. It's scary at the same time.
Scary, yes. Entertaining, also yes.
Yeah, but I'm just going through this for the first time.
Well, like I said, he passed this test.
Who knows what will happen in the next episode? The Q Morning Show, Q104. My baby born a Birkin.
Big or small, we want it all. It's Good Vibes at 6:55 on Q104.
We have Liz from Brecksville on the line. Liz, good morning.
Good morning. How's it going?
Very well. We heard you have a good vibe. Could you share with us?
Yes, and I thought it was going to be a bad vibe, so it's even better. I mostly work remote, but they're like, you're going on a work trip. And I was upset about that until I found out the work trip's in London. So good vibes for me in London.
What? Girl!
What kind of a work trip is that?
Well, I don't know. One where I get a per diem.
Very nice. Very nice. Oh, yeah. I mean, at least it's not like Missouri or something.
Yeah, right?
I feel like usually that's where like you'll get sent to if you're going to go on work trips, like middle of nowhere, Lincoln, Nebraska. But you get to go to London.
Heck yeah. We're going to have a big conference.
Liz, how long have you had this job? How long have you been working at this job?
Like a year.
A year, and you've been remote the entire time.
I've never had to leave my city.
They never asked you to leave to go on a work trip?
No.
And the first work trip they ask you to go on is London.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
That's amazing.
That really is great.
I guess I'll stay.
Yeah, now the bar is set high.
Yeah.
My brother goes on work trips all the time, but like it's usually to Arkansas.
That's what I'm saying. They're always to like the most boring places.
I think that's when people are cheating. They're like, I have to go to Missouri on a work trip.
I feel like at this point, Liz's company, the next trip, they got to send her like Turks and Caicos or something. Like very fun.
Right.
I think one department does go to Mexico, but I don't know.
Are you serious?
Liz, enjoy your work trip to London. Please send us pics.
Thank you.
And share your good vibes with us. 216-474-0104. Good vibes every morning on the Q Morning Show. Q104. Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, nice to have you with us this morning. Hurricane Milton is bearing down on Florida right now.
I was falling down a TikTok rabbit hole yesterday of just seeing the devastation, even from Helene, of people just like taking videos of all of the trash and furniture and stuff that's been ruined from the floods on their front lawn. And now they've got another storm coming in.
Yeah, they're not cleaned up yet from Mm-mm. Helene. And now Milton's on its way. So it's anticipated to make landfall tonight, perhaps early tomorrow morning. At the moment, Hurricane Milton is a Category 5. They expect it to hit Florida's Gulf Coast as a Category 4. It has shifted a little bit south. So at the moment, Tampa is still in the cone, but now they anticipate landfall to be a little south, maybe near Sarasota. But that always could change. It's constant. That's why that cone is so wide.
And the crazy thing about this storm that seems to be happening is that it's changing more quickly than other storms in the past, at least from what I've been reading and seeing.
You mean how large it's getting?
Yeah.
And it seems like people are taking it seriously, and that is good. I mean, when I lived in Florida for 5 years. I experienced four hurricanes. It seems like no one ever wanted to evacuate whenever there was a hurricane, no matter what. You know, my neighbors, everybody would say the same thing. It would be, I have Category 5 windows. I have shutters. Why would I evacuate?
Mm-hmm.
But it seems for this storm, people are taking it seriously. And Walt Disney World is closing today. Universal is closing.
Oh, wow.
And all of the roads that go north are jammed with cars. I mean, they're having their own problems right now with, I mean, they're running out of gas and there's a lot of traffic backups, but I mean, better safe than sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Get out of town. And when you hear the mayor of Tampa, I don't know if you heard what she had to say yesterday. This is the mayor of Tampa.
This is literally catastrophic. And I can say without any dramatization whatsoever, if you choose to stay in one of those evacuation areas, you're going to die.
It's chilling.
Yeah, I actually did see that interview. And even the woman who was interviewing the mayor, she was like, wow, that's like a very bold statement. This is really bad, huh?
I think bold but necessary.
Yeah.
So we're thinking about Floridians today. Everyone seems to be treating Milton as a destructive hurricane, and good, because it looks like it's going to be. What are we doing here? We have Am I the Bleep Hole on the way at 7:25 this morning. Alyssa's College of Knowledge, 7:55. Sabrina Carpenter now, Q104, the Q Morning Show. Q104, the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. So here we are, Alyssa's wedding week. She is getting married on Friday in Las Vegas. And this morning, Am I the Bleep Hole? It's not about Alyssa.
It's not me.
Alyssa is not the potential bleep hole, but we do have another bride-to-be joining us right now, and that is Julia.
Hi.
Julia, good morning. So when are you getting married?
I'm getting married in less than 3 weeks, October 26th.
Okay. So exciting.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, congratulations.
Thanks, you too.
Oh, thank you.
So, Julia, why is it that someone in your world, however, thinks that you're a bleep hole?
So, my sister is my maid of honor, and she thinks I'm a bleep hole, and so do some other people, but my mom doesn't. So, I can't figure out if I am, if I'm asking too much, or what's going on. We both have blonde hair, me and my sister. She's 2 years younger than me. We look a ton alike. Like, people regularly comment that we could be twins. And she's been an amazing maid of honor. I love her so much, but I have this one request and she just like is being really resistant to it. Mm-hmm. I want her to dye her hair for the wedding so we don't match.
Oh, so you guys don't look so much alike.
I get it. It's her hair. It's her choice. I'm not like making her. I'm just like asking her if she would please do this. I'll pay for it. I'm not going to like kick her out if she doesn't, but like, I want to stand out. It's my wedding. I'm worried in like the pictures and everything. Like, I want to look more different. And I get, obviously we're in different dresses, but other than that, I swear to you, like we look too much alike.
And if your sister is your maid of honor, she'll be standing next to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. For like almost everything.
Yeah.
And I just like, it's my wedding. Like I want to stand out. She dyed her hair before. She dyed it blue in college. I was like, you can do whatever color. You can do whatever you want. Can we not just be like the exact same color of blonde hair for my wedding?
So you'd be okay with her dyeing your hair blue before your wedding?
Yeah, blue, pink, whatever. Just like not blonde because I'm the blonde and I'm the bride. Like, sorry about it, but.
But even with all your suggestions to her, like dye your hair blue, whatever, she's still saying no to all this.
No, she's saying no. She's refusing. She's acting like I'm totally being unreasonable.
216-474-0104. Alyssa, is this an outrageous request from Julia?
Julia, I'm sorry, but I think you're the bleep hole.
Really?
I know. I'm like treading very lightly. I don't want to tell a soon-to-be bride that she's a bleep hole. I don't want this to go poorly. I don't want a bridezilla situation, but...
Oh, you just did, though.
Julia! Like, come on. It's her hair. It's her hair.
We, like, we pay... We get... She has to wear the dress I pick. I'm paying for her to do her hair. I'm paying for her to do her nails. We're getting her makeup done. Like, what's so different about just getting her to dye it as well as get it styled?
But you know, as a blonde... Once you veer away, it is so hard to get back to that.
But she already has. Like, she dyes her hair pretty regularly. She's just currently the exact same blonde as me.
216-474-0104. Do you think Julia is a bleep hole as well? Or do you think the request for her sister to dye her hair is a reasonable one? We'll take your calls next. The Q Morning Show, Q104. Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, am I the bleep hole? Julia is wondering if she's the bleep hole. Just like Alyssa, she's getting married very soon at the end of this month. Alyssa's getting married on Friday.
Sounds like we're having very different weddings, though.
It does sound like that.
If I had to take a guess, because Julia is being accused of being a bleep hole because she's trying to get her sister, a.k.a. the maid of honor, to dye her freaking hair so that they don't match anymore. They're both blondes.
Dee Dee is listening to us in Cleveland. Dee Dee, good morning.
Good morning.
What are your thoughts here? Is Julia the bleep hole for her hair dye request?
I'm sorry. I think she is. Honestly, I think because if she wants the change, I think she should be the one to make the change. Maybe get different color hair extensions or a wig or something. I think that's a bit much to ask somebody to change their whole appearance because you don't want to look similar.
I totally agree with that. I mean, if it's really that big of a deal, like there's other non-permanent options. And the bride should be looking into it.
You think the bride should dye her hair?
Well, if it's her problem, she's the one that doesn't want to match her sister.
Katie and Akron, what are your thoughts on all this?
I would just encourage the bride to let her girls shine bright. They will only make her shine brighter. No one's going to steal her thunder. She's the bride. It's her day. I had 8 bridesmaids ranging in age from 20 to 40, and they all got to pick what made them feel beautiful. We had hair, we had makeup, glam, all of it. I wanted them to feel just as beautiful as I did. But at the end of the day, she's the bride. Like, she's going to be the center of attention no matter what.
Yeah, I feel like some people are hesitant to call Julia a bleephole, perhaps just misguided.
Yeah, we're all being a little nicer than we usually would be because, you know, we don't want to aggravate a bridezilla situation.
Well, have you seen the text, though? We should get to the text.
I have seen the text. The text is pretty bad.
Gianna in Eastlake. Gianna, good morning. Now, you might have an alternative solution here. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, I just know that as a bride, you know, it can be a lot of stress. You definitely want to shine as bright as you can and want to let your maid of honor and sister shine as well. So, you know, let her wear the hair that she's wearing and then ask the photographer to slightly tint her hair in the pictures that are different from yours. So, like, do a darker blonde in the photos with Photoshop versus having her color her actual hair.
That's actually really smart.
I didn't even think of that.
I didn't even think of that either.
I mean, technology is, that's where we are with technology and
yeah.
Photoshop and AI.
Oh, yeah, that would be totally doable. Just to change, like, the tint, the coloring, just a little bit.
Yeah, I know. But is that what we want, though, from our photos? Don't we want to remember the actual day as it was? Do we really want to start tinting things and fixing smiles? I mean, I know that's been done for years.
Yeah, I've grown up like that, so I don't really know any other way to have photos other than with a filter.
Yeah, I just prefer that everything be real, authentic, the way that it was. That's how I want to remember it. I don't want to fix all these things.
You sound old. Anyways.
I do? That makes me sound old?
I wish things were just back in my day.
Oh my gosh, these texts. I don't even want to get into some of these.
I know. We can't even read some of these on the air. They are so not safe for work.
All right. Hopefully you heard something there that helped you, Julia. Congratulations on your upcoming nuptials. Thank you for coming to us. Am I the bleep hole?
Not a bleep hole, but definitely a bridezilla.
Hopefully we helped you out. It's Q104. Good morning.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Grab your notebooks and sharpen those pencils.
It's time for Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Class is in session on Q104.
Sony in Cleveland is very nervous to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Why are you so nervous, Sony?
She's pretty good.
She's very good, but so are you.
Well,
you're so good.
We'll find out.
I can tell you're a smart cookie, Sony. I have your three general knowledge trivia questions. If you get more right than Alyssa, you win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, then Alyssa wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Here we go, Sony. Question number one. The actor known for playing Jason Bourne in the Bourne trilogy.
Matt Damon.
Question two. In which language does konnichiwa mean hello?
Japanese.
And question three, what book holds the record for the fastest selling book in history?
Harry Potter.
Can you be more specific?
The first one.
Sony, you did very well. There was no need to be nervous at all. You went 2 for 3.
Ooh.
So now we're going to bring in Alyssa. We'll see how she did. What would you say on a scale of 1 to 10? How difficult were those questions?
About an 8.
Sony went 2 for 3, Alyssa. And she says that the difficulty level for today's questions, about an 8.
Oh, boy.
On a scale of 1 to 10.
Why you got to be like that, Bill? Why you got to hit us with the hard questions?
I didn't think they were that difficult. Let's see how you do. Question number 1 for you, Alyssa. The actor known for playing Jason Bourne in the Bourne trilogy...
Matt Damon.
He had a birthday yesterday, by the way. The score is 2-1. In which language does konnichiwa mean hello?
Japanese.
Tied at 2.
Okay. All right. I'm feeling good.
This next question will decide if it will remain a tie today or if Alyssa will win the game outright. What book holds the record for the fastest selling book in history?
I could look really stupid here. Twilight? Oh, no.
I'm sorry. Sony was on the right track. It's Harry Potter. She guessed the first book. It is actually Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't a Harry Potter girl, but I sure as heck was a Twilight girl. Still am.
So it is a tie today, and all ties go to the house. Alyssa gets the win today.
I'll take it.
Sony, we have yes. parting gifts for you, however.
Oh, okay.
How about a Q104 pack of combo meals to Mr. Hero?
Sure, thank you. My name is Sony, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge. You can do anything you
set your mind to, man. Q104, 90s, 2000s, and now. The Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. I wish you could listen to us sometimes when... We're playing songs, and it's just Alyssa and I talking back and forth to each other. And now I think, because in just days, in hours, Alyssa is going to be a married woman, and she's got to jump on a plane and fly to Las Vegas to go do this. And she's like, oh, my God, Bryce isn't even packed yet. Bryce isn't even packed.
Okay, it's not even just that my fiance isn't packed. I said to him last night, I was like, do you have any laundry that needs done? And he's like, yeah. Takes me in the room. There's a huge pile, like in the closet of his clothes, and I was like, "Okay, what do you need washed?" And he was like, "All of it." I was like, "All of it. Okay, all the clothes." So I'm currently in the process of doing the laundry. Still,
you're going to do his laundry.
I'm already taking on my wifely responsibilities.
Whoa. What are you saying right now? You can't be serious. It is just the opposite. If that was me, Paul would be like, well, you better get on it.
I've been doing his laundry for 4 years. He won't do it. He would rather go buy new underwear than do his laundry. And I'm not being dramatic.
Yeah, that would not fly, man. Not in my house.
But at the same time, I have not cooked myself a meal in like 4 years.
Oh, that's good.
Because he does that. That's his job. My job is the laundry.
Well, that is true. You got to divvy it up a little bit.
Yeah, you got to find your niches. I don't mind doing laundry. I don't mind cleaning. I really hate cooking, though. And he likes it, so.
What else are you kind of freaking out about? Oh, how about this? During the ceremony, have you put together vows? Are you guys going to read vows to each other?
I don't even want to talk about it. No. We have not done this yet. We were just talking last night. Neither of us have started writing our vows yet. And we don't really know what they're supposed to say. Like, at all. I mean, we've never done this before. We're first timers. So,
were you not aware that sometimes it's traditional to come up with your own vows at a wedding?
No, I mean, I knew that. But I think that we did find, like, a good, like, kind of workaround. Because we were talking last night. I was like, I haven't started writing mine either. He's like, well, what are you going to write? I was like, I'm just going to gush about you probably for, like, 5 minutes. And I was like, we could just do these privately. Like, we don't need to do these in front of everybody. So I think that we're just going to do them to ourselves. Like, just with each other.
How about some help from ChatGPT?
Oh, no. No, don't say that, because he actually did bring that up. And I was like, don't you dare.
I just typed in, can you write some short wedding vows for my fiance, Bryce, who I've known since 2020, and we got engaged in February. We are starting a new life together in Cleveland. Would you like to know what ChatGPT wrote?
Sure.
You can steal this if you want.
Yeah, let me take some notes.
Bryce, from the moment we met in 2020, I knew something special was happening. Through every moment since, you've been my greatest love, my best friend, and my partner in every adventure. Today, as we begin this new chapter of our life in Cleveland, I promise to stand by you, to support you, and to love you through all that life brings. I vow to cherish our bond, to grow with you, and to create a lifetime of joy together. I'm so grateful to be your partner in this beautiful journey.
And I can't wait to do your laundry for the rest of forever.
Do you want to steal this?
I'll just send that to me real quick.
I'll just copy and paste and send it over to you.
Bada bing, bada boom. Easy. Done. Another thing out of the way.
That's terrible. Terrible. It does. If it comes from ChatGPT, it doesn't mean anything. Nothing.
But it's all gonna be all right.
Jelly Roll. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, good morning. Amber in Akron, good morning. What's going on with you?
Good morning. So I just wanted to say congratulations to Alyssa. I wish her and Bryce many, many, many years of happiness.
Thank
and have
you.
Lots of fun in Vegas.
Oh, my gosh. That's so nice. You just made my day.
And
you have good news to share as well, Amber. Is that right? Or sort of?
Yeah. Sort of.
Yeah.
So I'm wishing Alyssa lots of safe travels as myself, because we're getting married October 19th. But as of right now, there is a state of emergency and people had to be evacuated because we're getting married in Key West.
Oh. Oh, no.
So as of now, everything is still up in the air. So I've been keeping in contact with the homeowner of the Airbnb that we are renting for the week.
Yeah,
and
I would imagine, right now, I mean, what is probably going through everybody's mind down in Florida is, okay, safety first. Mm-hmm. We have to make sure that we're going to weather the storm. Because it makes landfall tonight, late tonight, early tomorrow morning. After the storm passes through the state of Florida, because it's going to go right across the state, I think after that is when you evaluate.
Yes.
Right? You have to figure out. Now, Key West is the lowest part of Florida that you can get. Mm-hmm. They're probably still going to get a lot of outer bands, though. A lot of high winds, outer bands. So it's really hard to tell right now.
On the bright side, I know that this is such a damper, and I am so sorry, because I can't even imagine, like, just the stress of planning a destination wedding is already so much, and then with this on top of it, a literal hurricane, Category 5, mm-hmm. predicted. The only bright side that I can think of is you're not there yet.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you're still here, and you can kind of just, like, watch and evaluate from the comforts of Ohio.
And I know everyone that's going with us, that's traveling down to Florida, my oldest son, he's flying with his girlfriend, but everyone else is driving, and they're asking me, like, what's the backup plan?
And Amber, you still there?
Yes.
Okay. You said that you cut out just for a second. You said, what's the backup plan?
Yes, so everyone's asking me what the backup plan is, and I really don't have a backup plan.
Yeah. Because you don't know. I mean, you could start thinking about backup plans, but you really don't know how to plan until you find out what happens. What's the aftermath of the hurricane?
Right.
Yes.
Well, here's to hoping that, you know, by then, maybe it will have cleared up. And I'm still hoping that maybe, just maybe, it gets downgraded a couple categories or moves and shifts just a little bit and isn't as catastrophic on the state of Florida as it's being predicted.
The storm is going to cause the worst damage on the Gulf Coast. As it moves across the state, it will weaken.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll keep my fingers crossed. Hopefully Key West will just have a really bad tropical storm.
Yeah. Fingers and toes crossed. And you know what? Another bright side, no matter what, you're in love. And that's good stuff.
Keep us posted, Amber. Let us know what happens in the next couple of days if you get updates on what you might do.
I honestly don't know.
Yeah, but keep us updated is what I'm saying.
I will definitely text and make calls.
Or even if you
lots of them.
Even if you just need some emotional support, we're here.
Yeah.
We got you.
Yeah, check back in, Amber. All right, we'll talk to you soon. All right. More texts are coming in, 216-474-0104. Let's get to some of those. We'll take a break here. We'll get to some more texts for Alyssa. The Q Morning Show, it's Q104. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Q104, Bill and Alyssa, the Q Morning Show. I have more texts coming in. 216-474-0104. Let me get my glasses on so I can read them. Gabby in Middleburg Heights wants to know, Alyssa, when will you post the first picture after you get married? Will it be right after the ceremony or will you wait to post it? And where can I find it? Will it be on your Instagram or the show Instagram?
I could do both. You tell me what you want. I could put it in both places, the Q Morning Show and at Hi Alyssa Rose. That's my Instagram.
Okay. All right. So
I don't know when I'm going to post it, though, honestly.
Well, that's the whole point of the question here. When are you going to do it?
Well, I got disposable cameras for everybody. So I have to get the film developed.
You're not going to just take a picture with your iPhone?
Anyway, maybe. I don't know. Maybe.
Follow us at the Q Morning Show. We may or may not have a picture of Alyssa in her wedding gown a few minutes after she gets married.
Maybe. I was thinking about captions last night. Like, what am I going to caption the picture?
Mm-hmm.
And I think I just want to be like, at Hinge, sponsor us.
Okay.
I want that to be the caption.
Well, you just post it when you're ready.
Okay.
Because I'd like to see the pic as well.
Okay.
This question comes from Sabrina. She said, I just listened to your podcast, Can't Read, Can't Write, where you preview your wedding. Yes, that is on our podcast feed right now. The Q Morning Show on demand. It's Alyssa's, we have our own podcast of stuff you can't hear on the radio. Can't Read, Can't Write is the name of it. Just scroll down and you'll find it. And we did a complete deep dive into Alyssa's wedding weekend.
Like part one and two.
A preview of Alyssa's wedding. What do you mean part two? We did the preview of your weekend. When you come back, we'll do a part two. We'll talk about what happened in Vegas.
Okay.
We can do that.
Yeah, we could do that.
that is available right now. Anyway, Sabrina's question, you were talking about in the podcast how you were going to have In-N-Out right after your wedding.
Oh yeah.
And she wants to know, I've never had that, but I know that people swear by it and some say that it's overrated. What do you think about In-N-Out? Is it really that good?
Okay. Listen to me. I'm going to hold your hand when I say this. It is. It's good. But it's like the whole, it's the experience. That's what's like really good about it. I do love In-N-Out, but I've craved it maybe once or twice since being gone. Swenson's is better.
Swenson's is definitely better.
Swenson's is way better. And anybody who tells you otherwise, they are lying to your face. I love In-N-Out. I love me a double-double, some animal-style fries. But Swenson's, like, you got that good stuff literally right in your backyard, everybody. It is right here.
I can't argue with anything you're saying. I'm in the camp that has always said that In-N-Out is overrated. Because when I first tried it, I mean, the burger's okay. The fries are terrible.
The fries are only good when they are, like, piping hot. If you don't eat them immediately when you get them, they're not good. Don't bother.
Don't even get fries. Yeah, so I say In-N-Out underrated. I always wanted Fatburger to come to Northeast Ohio.
Ooh, I've never had that.
Fatburger's really good.
Is it?
Yeah. And we just got a Shake Shack.
Oh, yeah. I did have Shake Shack last night. But still, to me, nothing is ever going to top Swenson's. That's like one of the only things that I crave on almost a daily basis.
We have to move on here. Let's move on. We've got good vibes coming up at 8:55. And then after 9 this morning, a chance for you to see Simone Biles in action in person, like doing her gymnastics right in front of you. Coming up at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. What is it? The
Gold Over America Tour.
The Gold Over America Tour. We've got a Q keyword coming up after 9 this morning.
It's Bill and Alyssa.
I make breakfast with them.
I make coffee with them. I drive to work with them.
I wake up with them every morning.
The Q Morning Show, Q104. Big or small, we want it all. It's good vibes at 8:55 on Q104.
Let's go to Olmsted Falls so we can talk to Eric. Eric, good morning.
Morning. How's it going, guys?
Doing well. We hear you have good vibes to share.
Yeah. So I work at a restaurant out here, and we had this big, like, huge event that you just know is going to be chaotic. And I, like, woke up, and, like, you know, you stub your toe, and then you get the wrong coffee order, and your whole morning's going wrong. But as soon as I got into the restaurant, the woman who was opening up the bar with me, she had gotten me, like, a super nice coffee just to be friends. And then the chef in the kitchen had made me, like, a little treat for breakfast.
Aww.
Just without even asking. Yeah, just because they were being really nice and really sweet. And it was, you know, even though it was going to be, like, one of those chaotic days, it was nice to know, hey, the people I work with and the people I'm friends with, you know, have my back in small ways. And so that's the little things that keep you going.
Is it your birthday?
Nah, I was just coming into work, you know? I picked up a few extra shifts, so maybe they could tell I was a little, you know.
Oh, okay.
See, this is the biggest thing that I miss about working in the service industry.
What's that?
Is that I feel like this kind of thing is more common. Like, where it's just like, on your way into work, you'll grab an extra coffee for your coworker. The cooks in the kitchen are always, like, my favorite people.
Oh, my God, yeah.
So, your coworkers, what you're saying, Alyssa, and what you're suggesting, Eric, is that they were thanking you for your hard work as a kind gesture. See, I took it the other way. I was thinking they are setting you up for something. They're about to ask you to work a whole bunch of overtime coming up.
No, they just knew he had a tough day ahead of him, especially, I mean, in service, it's like, you said that you knew that you had a crazy big party, right?
Yeah, we knew it was going to be crazy going into
it. Yeah, you know going into it sometimes that your day is just going to suck. So I really appreciate that your coworkers were like, you know what? He's going to have a crappy day. Let's try to make it a little bit better.
Definitely, yeah. And I feel like it's that camaraderie, too. When everyone knows it's going to be like a heck of a day, everyone kind of comes together.
Oh,
when
yeah.
You need to be worried about being asked for overtime is when the managers start buttering you up. You're like,
yes.
Oh, what's the other? Like, they're all nice, but what's the other side of it? What am I about to get asked to do?
That's awesome. Eric, I'm glad you're in a good place with some awesome coworkers.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
216-474-0104. That is how you get in touch with us. That is how you share your good vibe on the Q Morning Show. Q104.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.